Hello, we are live. I think. Are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
Yeah, we're live. Okay, good. We are live. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. We are going to be doing our, what's it called? Our commentary track?
Outlander rewatch.
Yes, for Outlander rewatch on episode 107, The Wedding. We realize that we have been a tad behind on these rewatches. Well, you know, we got kids and life and stuff and things happen. And unfortunately, we got in the middle of it, unfortunately. Mary is currently sharing all of this. And if you are listening to this as a podcast, thank you very much
thank
for
you,
joining
thank
us.
You.
As always, these episodes are meant for you. We are on Facebook Live, indeed. However, do not feel like you aren't part of the process.
How can people be part of it?
You can be part of the process by just joining us on Facebook Live and coming. And if we will be reading some comments occasionally, but this is more just a fly on the wall experience. So again, if you are listening to this as a podcast, you are not missing out. You are here with us live as well.
Truly.
Just you're not engaging with us at this very moment. So by popular demand, we are doing The Wedding. This will be one of the episodes in that those blocks of three that we've already talked about before. And the next one, I think, will be The Devil's Mark. I'm pretty sure that's the one we agreed to. I can't remember. At any rate, you have The Wedding for now. So, my love, before we get started with anything, you got anything you want to say to everybody or to those who are listening in the podcast verse or anybody that's on Facebook Live before we get going here?
No, I'm just really, really excited. So, once again, pull up your Netflix, grab yourself a little cup of cocoa or something, and make sure that you are ready to join us.
Yes. So, for now, we here at our studio, we are watching this on the Stars app. So when we hit play, you will hear all of the titles and even the recap of what's happened before. So when we hit play, I will tell you, and then you can just follow along with us as we are going. And that is that. Before we get into the rest of the show, I do want to remind all of you that you can find Mary and I at maryandblake.com. All of our podcasts are there. Where we're talking about This Is Us, Outlander, obviously, Game of Thrones, Gilmore Girls. We got so many podcasts, you can't even count them out anymore. We also have many blogs going at the same time. We have Outlander Cast, we have Minute with Mary, and then also The Handmaid's Diaries, which is a series that I am writing about The Handmaid's Tale. As of right now, I think I'm up to episode 209. So I hope to have every episode finished by the time season 4 premieres, which we'll see what happens. We'll see. Marvin, I can only go along for so long.
Yes, I want you to do it.
I can only kill as much time as I can.
Let's do it.
Are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right. So everybody, I will be hitting play right now. As always, we have the sound played at a low level for you. For those who are on Facebook Live, if you cannot hear it, you know, extremely well, that's the reason why. If you need to hear a little bit more.
Previously.
You need not be scared of me, nor anyone else yet, so long as I'm with you.
Just let us know.
You'll come down the road. I think it would be wise to have a healer along.
Have you seen any of your Scottish companions raise funds for the rebellion?
Oh, so good.
Captain, I refuse to submit further to this interrogation.
You have no right to that woman.
The ship must be returned to me for protection.
I'm afraid further questions have arisen. Be sure to deliver her to Fort William by sundown tomorrow.
I can only legally refuse to hand you back to Randall if I can change you from an English woman to a Scot.
Woo!
Who wants us to be married?
Can't wait.
I know.
Well, doesn't it bother you that I'm not a virgin?
No.
No.
It doesn't bother you that I am.
Oh, get out of here, Jamie. You're just too perfect.
Stop. You are not allowed to hate on anything in this episode.
That was full Justin Bieber.
No. Don't,
Jamie.
No. Blasphemy. I might just have to take over the...
If anybody recalls, I didn't understand why he was so popular in the show as of this moment. and I called him Justin Bieber. Like, I don't understand why Justin Bieber is so popular.
Well,
I don't get it.
Not anymore, but sure.
Well, at the time, this was like 4 years ago.
Okay.
Bieber was big 4 years ago.
No.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He was popular like 10 years ago.
He was big.
9 years ago?
He was big.
What are you doing?
Oh, hold on.
Where's Ray Yarbrough?
There we go.
Oh my gosh. I love just all of these shots.
These
They're
shots
so
are great.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
How much brushing do you think that horse needed
How
to look
what?
That shiny?
What's what?
Brushing.
Oh, I think you said rushing.
I was horse
like,
care.
I was like, oh, lot all the horse care. All the horse care.
Okay, here we go. Oh, there I am. Oh, I love that shot. Bring me to Craig Nadun. The cat.
Oh, the cat and all the busted up.
This is what our cat would do.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you need this Cornish hen? No?
Oh, written by Anne Kenny. Now, that is a person, and directed by Anna Forster. Oh, these two.
They knew what they were doing, man.
Outlander misses them.
I loved that little skip. Like,
oh, yeah.
Walk and then little skip hop that she does.
This is great how they are comparing and contrasting eventually the two weddings here. Frank is saying, let's go get married. Let's just do it. Screw it. And eventually, you know, not under distress, but eventually she kind of has the same thing with Jamie, which is just like, okay, we're getting married and we're getting married in a hurry and we're just doing it. Why not?
What about your parents? They'll be waiting for us at the restaurant. Let them wait.
Never even met me. Oh my God, can you imagine?
Look at Frank, he's so in love with her.
I'll have the pleasure of introducing them to Mrs. Frank.
He's like, I don't care.
How can you not like Frank?
I mean, there's many reasons.
Yeah, in the book, sure, but in the show?
I'm sure.
Your family would prefer
them. Darling, the only family I care about is you.
Boom.
And family that we will make together.
Thank you.
Oh,
my God. The only family I care about is you.
And the family that we will make together.
How can you... How can you hate that? Oh, nice shot here. Good editing.
That's like some good, like, lip muscle in that shot. It wasn't like I'm kissing a stranger that I don't know. There was some...
Oh, the dress with the choker?
You get to your life after a while.
This is a Bubby's episode.
It is a Bubby's episode.
Before. Things you cherish and hold dear are like pearls on a string. Cut the knot, they scatter across the floor.
The clarinet.
Only dark corners never to be found.
Frank's theme.
We need to find who this clarinet player is.
So you move on. And eventually you forget what the pearls even looked like. At least you try.
God, this show. Anna Forster just gets Outlander. She gets it. I would pay any amount of money to have Anna Forster back directing the show.
I mean, we don't have that much.
I don't care.
It's like the wedding party's still going strong. And suppose they're going to bed anytime soon.
No, it's a wedding, Claire. Poor thing.
Poor thing!
Not until they know we've made things...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In other words, we had the sex.
Great for the door to watch.
Only Rupert.
Oh, God, she's heaving out of that dress.
We joke.
Look at her.
Can you imagine?
That hurt. It's got to hurt.
Regular Bob Hope.
Imagine if you wore that.
That's what it's like when I put on a normal sports bra if I buy it from Target. I need to go to, like, specialty shops. I'm like,
ugh. Oh, man.
Is it supposed to fit like this? That's why I don't exercise.
Aye. To a lady of grace. Woman of strength.
Oh, he's so
and
good.
A bride of astonishing beauty.
He's so happy.
He's trying so hard.
Claire Fraser.
Oh.
It's the first time you said it. Time to get Sassenach wasted.
Mm-hmm.
More, please.
Yep. Give me another one. Let's go. Let's keep drinking. I like when he's looking at it like, whoa.
Yeah, that look right there is like,
okay. Yeah. So it's going to be that kind of potty. Okay. Well.
Oh, but he's offended. It's not like that. Look at his furrowed brow.
Oh. Well, she's going to drink. Wait, hold on. What? You didn't.
But he's ready for her to make a little toast. And he's like,
"You needn't be afraid of me, Claire. I wasn't planning to suddenly force myself on you."
She's like, "Honey,
never thought you would.
You know nothing."
Oh.
I have questions.
This is drink three, right? That she's having?
Yeah, that's drink three.
I suppose you do. Under the circumstances. What is it you want to know?
Oh, so many things.
What's your favorite color?
I'll come straight out with it. Why did you agree to marry me?
What's the one album you would have on a deserted island?
Your cute bum, Claire.
I did not see I had much choice either.
We do not have much time. Captain Randall is expecting.
I love this shot.
Yeah, this is great. And this is an interesting choice, what they did.
We are all about to embark on a boat built entirely...
The choice here was, let's subvert everybody's expectation. We want everybody to think that the wedding's going to happen in a linear fashion. And they say, no. Let's get it out of the way right away. And then we'll do flashbacks informing that decision.
It was difficult for me. I'm not going to lie.
Really? Why?
Because I was nervous that they were going to make me miss the wedding. I was nervous that they were just like, so that happened.
Nah, there's no way.
I was nervous.
She'll see the reason for it in the end.
What's he doing right there? Oh, okay. Grabbing his neck. I thought he was like touching his bum.
That's what I thought so too.
He's like getting real close. He's like, there's no reason.
Like, listen, there's nothing wrong with a little pat on the bum every once in a while, but like he was like getting close.
Poor Murtaugh.
Like a full-on grope.
If Claire does become my wife, I'll thank you to stop talking and thinking of her like...
That's right, Jamie. That is right. Look how Murtaugh just is always with him.
Mm-hmm.
Eavesdropping. Knows what's going on.
Just keeping an eye. Ever watchful Murtaugh.
He is a meerkat.
Yeah, he's the human version of ever watchful Mitch
from Meerkat Manor. Agreed.
So you married me to keep me safe.
Look at his
brushed
hair.
Another great transition here. The transitions here are spectacular. The editing for this episode, I wish we had called that out.
How would you handle all this lighting talk?
What do you mean?
Claire's completely surrounded by darkness.
Mm.
He's a bit more lit.
My family.
You know, he's a bit more optimistic, and she's like and doom and gloom.
Yeah, that's
her.
Clear.
The protection of my body as well.
One of my favorite James.
Do you miss Sam's natural hair?
Every day.
Yeah, me too. He's thinning a little bit. But
his hair?
I think recently he must have had some hair restoration.
Really?
I think he did. Because when I saw him for at New York Comic Con,
yeah,
his hair was pretty thick. It wasn't like the way that it was in The Spy Who Loved Me
that
or Dumped
not,
Me, whatever it was.
Dumped. Oh, so this is where you're like, keep the nipples in, Claire. Keep them in.
Oh, great shot.
You know what I love is the thumb rubbing.
Oh, I'm all about the thumb rub life.
Right?
Tell me about your family.
Claire. You were just having thumb sex.
This is a great reaction.
How many generations back? My father was a Fraser.
The little like laughs that they have right here. All of these little laughs.
Half brother.
Oh, so
which is, this is great too. This whole, all of the editing in this episode is fantastic. This whole montage. The showing the time displacement of the day to the evening with the candles.
It was a distraction, to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
But a welcome one for both of us. He told me his family history.
And you get to be quiet.
In kind.
Mm. Not really.
We each spent the next several hours drinking and talking and generally getting to know our new spouses for the first time.
Oh, so they're switching to new goblets. You see that?
Yep.
What do you think is in that now? It's a different drink.
Maybe some whiskey. Maybe they got some Red Bull and vodkas. I don't know.
I'm hoping Coco. Look at that smile.
As the hours passed, I began to relax.
It's good. It's almost like a first date. Myself. You know when you have that first date with that person you really like?
Yeah. And the eye contact.
Yep.
He's just such a good storyteller.
I loved telling that story.
Yep, and he lays down.
Yeah, it's time.
Up.
Don't you stand back, you goof. Oh, well, I wasn't going to punch around outside the door, was I? Waiting for them to answer. Like we were just coming by for a nice cup of tea.
What were you doing? That doodle sent us up to see if you'd...
I love the little,
just the
little hip thrust.
Yeah.
I know that, but not on your wedding night.
That's a shot.
I was just hoping to get a wee kick at it. You know, brief.
A wee kick at a piece.
And they're related to
you. Oh.
Distant cousin.
A really distant cousin. Yes, very, very distant.
Oh.
It's getting rather late. Perhaps we should go to bed.
To bed go. Or to sleep.
Okay.
Or to sleep.
Oh, well.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Okay.
Either way, you're...
The Mount of Venus.
I'll help you with it. The laces and such.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, Jake.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Because that's important.
Yeah, I'll help you with the laces and such. The and such being the most important part.
I just love how often they focus on their hands. You know, yeah. Of course, you're seeing the rings exchanged, but like...
Well, the hands, that tactile touch.
Yeah.
You know, it's the bonding of between two people.
Yeah. Yeah. You just see it so often in this episode.
Yep.
Here we go.
More hands.
Mm-hmm.
Scouts first.
You hear all the little hats. It reminds me a lot.
Don't even say it.
Okay.
Don't even say it.
In Twilight. And it's like... It's just the little like romantic flirtatious giggles that
yes.
are just pure air.
Yep.
And you're like, I have so much to say, but I don't want to embarrass myself, so I'm just going to...
But this has a lot less vampire-y awkwardness with...
This is not awkward.
No, this is just... cute and loving.
Does anyone else feel a tickle on their neck as Jamie does that to Claire?
I just did now that you said that.
Oh yeah, I dig it.
I'm in.
Yep.
I'm in on it.
Yep.
Oh, the shoulder touch. And isn't this the one where she like she takes his shirt off and she kind of like looks him up and down?
Where have you been?
Listen, I've seen a kabillion of these episodes.
You obviously rewatched the wrong ones.
No, I kept on watching the Garrison Commander over and over again.
Just enjoy this moment, please. Lit by the firelight and whatever is above them.
You know, the funny thing is I think this is the Candles. First time I've actually rewatched this episode since it aired.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I think
no,
so.
No, we've rewatched when we've gone to like get to the new seasons.
I don't know.
I know this, sweetheart. You just, this is obviously an episode that I have rewatched.
Over and over and over again.
See, yep. Like I feel that hand, yep.
Okay, all right over there. Calm down.
It's okay.
Calm down with I feel the hand. Look what he's doing to her.
Hey. Look at, up. And she's like, okay, so this is happening.
It's my turn.
It's my turn. Claire ain't messing around. Oh, there we go.
See? That's what I'm talking about, the chin.
So much chin action.
You know, how do they direct kissing? Is there like, we want this kind of a ratio of face? You know, we want to be seeing... Like, right now, we want to be seeing Jamie's perspective a lot, because we know how Claire's feeling. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that smoldering look.
No, monk.
No!
Stop, Blake. I'm going to mute you.
I'll ask.
There we go. Yep. And now she's like, hold up.
No, we don't do that.
No. Good job, Claire.
No. It's like super awkward, and then it's going to be over.
It's okay.
You know? But this was a great visual vocabulary for the show. It established the fact that it's still awkward, how it begins, ends, and...
You're crushing me.
Like, he clearly is like this little boy, like, who's
so
like...
So excited for his wedding night.
I'm here, I'm done.
I'm done.
Is it in yet? I'm done.
Oh, see, she just got started. She just had her first Claire back neck,
Yeah,
and done.
And then it's over.
We
Goodbye.
Know that that's Claire saying, this is going well.
I'm enjoying this. And looks at her like,
He's like,
well,
okay.
Well, that.
And she's like, well.
That was a lot of build up for nothing.
Yep. So look at her.
Let me readjust that.
Yep. Know what I'm going to do later. See, he's so proud.
He's so proud. That was great.
She's like,
Yeah, he's all satisfied. That was good, huh?
She's like,
that was wicked good. No, you liked
cocoa?
It, didn't you? Oh.
So is it like you thought it would be?
Oh, it was even better. Why, you didn't like it? I thought it was great.
Almost.
He's just daisily smiling.
I thought.
Couldn't be. I'm too good for this.
Tell me.
You need to listen. Don't
laugh at me.
Here we go.
Promise. I won't laugh.
I will.
I didn't realize you did it face to face. Back way, like horses.
Yeah! Giddy up. I knew it.
I promised I wouldn't laugh.
Ask you a question.
You didn't like horses.
Did you like it? Look at that.
She's like, well, you know. Oh, it's a man's worst friggin' nightmare. A man's worst nightmare.
He said women generally do not care for it. and Rupert. Offered a lot of advice on the subject last night.
Claire's like, oh, honey, I have so much to teach you.
Don't listen to...
We Padawan.
To Angert. Don't listen to them.
I did like it, Jamie.
But,
you know...
You liked it for like 1 second?
I was just getting into this.
Yeah.
And then you sucked.
There it was. Not only was I a bigamist and an adulteress, but I'd enjoyed it.
Oh.
I need to get some food.
Claire. Wait.
Shouldn't she, like, go pee? Like, I gotta go pee.
Well done.
Right?
That's probably what she was also gonna go do, but she didn't want to tell him. I haven't. Well.
Jamie isn't doing his duty by you.
Yeah, like she.
Already, Jamie. I'll be more than happy to fill your place, eh?
The end of a curse and give us peace. Better go back inside, Sasnak.
She's like,
have their fun, they'll not leave us alone.
I don't want a UTI, Jamie. I need to go use the bathroom.
I gotta clear it out.
Like, this is not a sanitary place. Oh, goodness. Who brought him?
Yeah.
Jamie, that was your first time.
Did you bleed?
Nah, but you will, you bugger, if you didn't hold your leash.
Oh.
While you're filling your piece, maybe I'll go upstairs and fill my knee.
Maybe.
He's just flicking his tongue. Oh.
All right, lads, show's over. Didn't need to stay up any longer.
The problem is, this is how dudes really talk to each other.
Why don't you buy yourself a wedding night like Ned? Oh, it's the only way he'll ever get one.
Thank you. Don't think you thanked me properly.
Oh, there's always this guy.
There's always that dude.
Better stick your cock than
the fillies in the stable.
Yeah.
Thank you. Truly.
Don't see yourself down the well.
Buddy!
I don't want to appear too keen to return to your... your bride.
Stop.
So this was like the first... This was the inception of the 24-hour rule? Or the 48-hour rule?
I want to let the woman see you too eager to please her. Gives her too much power.
I remember I called you, like...
What did you have to say?
She loves cheese, by the way.
Yeah, she's all about the cheese
all
life.
All about the cheese life. Claire's after my own heart.
After I met Mary, I called her within 12 hours. Like, we went away from each other, and I was like, I'm just going to call you tomorrow.
Really
there was no
you.
Games. There was no nothing.
How much did Claire drink while he was gone?
How much cheese did she eat while he was gone? I wonder if she's lactose intolerant.
Denise wanted to point out that he still has his boots on.
Well, it's sexy that way. What, you don't know what's been on those floors?
Dirty. Exactly. Where's Claire's chamber pot? What would you recommend to Jamie right now? If there was a man on his wedding night and he just got that kind of a cold shoulder?
I would actually kind of recommend what he's doing. Give her a little space. Let her eat some cheese. Depends on the kind of cheese.
Let her eat some cheese.
Have some fun with it. Enjoy it.
Unless she's mean. She's lactose intolerant. You're going to have a musical on wedding night.
Stop.
Money and down.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Brown haired lass.
And all of us just went, like, just,
yeah.
No, not dull at all.
The panties everywhere just fell.
The water in a burn made ruffles down the rocks. Dark.
So good.
And wavy spots.
One of my favorite lines.
Mm. Wee bits of auburn when the sun touches it.
Why don't you talk to me like that?
I do. I tell you, you're the prettiest girl I've ever met every day.
It is not that. That, no.
All right, listeners, would you rather someone tell you that you got auburn in your hair, or your husband or your whatever, your spouse tell you that you're the prettiest girl that you've ever met in your life? Every single day.
And you're kilt for the occasion.
Freeze the colors.
Bringing it out. Boots.
Where did you get it?
You know.
There it is.
It cost you dear. Cost nothing but time and conversation. The clothes belong to the husband of a Fraser widow about 5 miles from here. Died about 10 years ago.
Ew.
I'll wager she talked the poor bugger into an early grave. She wants them back by tomorrow night.
Why?
I didn't ask.
Jamie's like, he's dead.
Bring the damn things
years.
Back to you anyway. The village is crawling with redcoats.
I'm well aware. Otherwise, I'd be collecting my own wedding clothes.
And what do you think would happen when you prance out of here with your red hair and your muckle-sized wedding Fraser collars? This will paint a target on your back.
I love Murtaugh. It's all business. All business. Don't mess around.
So, I'll do so in a way that would make my mother proud.
Well, and he's still not cool with Claire. You know, he's like, she's some weird, like, English woman.
Yeah, she just showed up.
Why does my godson have to marry some weird English woman I just found?
What
do you make of her? See, here we
go. Mistress Beecham.
She'll do.
See? Not a great compliment.
Yeah. She'll do, pig. She'll do.
That'll do.
You like that.
That'll
one.
Do.
Boom! Nailed it.
Able to commune with the spirits.
Once again, the horse. How much brushing?
Still got your brooch.
Aww. Meredith just says, if I say that thing to you every day, it might seem insincere.
I mean, I would agree that a little bit of, you know, mixing it up might be creative.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Claire's smile is just as sweet.
Oh.
Here.
Poor Murtaugh. I'm glad he gets it in the end. Like, in a good way.
Yeah.
Huh.
I wouldn't have expected anything quite so romantic.
Still waters run deep again.
What's great,
Fraser or Mackenzie?
What's great here is that they root, instead of rooting the episode in the wedding itself, they rooted it in the formation of a relationship between these two.
Yes.
And they let everything else play around the relationship as opposed to the wedding itself.
And then if you think about it, like, you never get this view unless you're the bride or groom.
Right.
Or wedding night. Like, you're always the attendee. You're always like, ooh, the dress, the flowers, the music, the food, the other things that, yes, we were excited to see as show watchers, but you never get this view. You never get this view of the people talking about the wedding attendees. And, oh, let me tell you about this story. Like, I didn't get to know the stories about our groomsmen having the wrong pants until that night when you told me about it,
right,
you know?
Right.
10:30, and this one still burrowing under his blankets. Oh, Christ, Father! Can I just tell you to aim it off to the side?
Christ, Father!
Only need your services for an hour, and you can cootie back down under your blankets.
He says he won't do it.
That is not what I said. I said I can't perform a wedding until after the banns have been read.
Well, that would take 3 weeks. We don't have 3 days.
Then I won't be performing your wedding.
Oh,
yeah, you sure about that?
Alive, too. I'm afraid to use it.
I believe we have you outnumbered, Father.
Aye, but neither of you a priest. Kill me and you have no one for miles around to perform a wedding.
Honey, get some airborne. Give
attendance to reading. You ever heard of Zycam?
Essential oils.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13.
Who was this guy in? I forget.
I don't remember.
The names of the contracting parties must be publicly announced 3 times on 3.
You know what I can't stand? I can't stand when people like quote the Bible like chapter 2 verse 3 line 8, like, get out of here, dude. Just say it and just be happy with the fact that you said it. You don't got to tell me exactly where it is in the book.
If you lend your catechism from Father Bain, you'd ken your Bible verses too.
Take heed.
Well, there you go.
And unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. 1 Timothy 4:6.
I don't think there's a bigger hard-o move on the planet than stuff like that.
Hold on, Willie's trying.
Some have entertained angels unawares.
Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines.
You're mixing up the verse.
Well, it's all Hebrews.
Well, you can't do that.
He's like,
oh.
He's like, listen, nerds, shut up.
Perform the ceremony tomorrow, bans or no, or you'll be performing your last rite.
Go ahead, kill me. Even if I burn in a fiery pit, it'd be better than spending one more Sunday in this miserable freezing box.
Is this him?
Let me see.
How would you like your own proper windows?
There you go.
The Dougal said the... The wee man barely skipped a beat before asking what time we would like this.
Yeah, it really hasn't been much. All British TV.
Church and money, some things don't change. Mm.
Still eating cheese. Is it cheese and honey? What does she eat? What is that? And he's like, yep.
Yep.
What was your next
one? Oh, with the fire in between their two pelvises burning. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, this is what Jamie wants, and since it's his wedding, this is what he'll get.
Yeah. Good day to you.
Yeah.
Are you the blacksmith?
Of course he's the blacksmith, you great gob. We want a ring made. A wedding ring.
For a lass. Can you do it?
A wedding ring. I suppose. Want some silver in the back?
No.
Make it
from this.
Okay.
It's a perfectly good key. It would be a shame to melt that down.
Oh, didn't melt it down. The groom wants you to keep the part that goes into the lock and the
Like, what is that called?
I blame the ball.
It can be done. Next week?
Today.
Of course, yeah.
Give the money.
This is how you and I should chat.
Yeah.
Give him the money.
Give him the money.
Make funny faces.
Hey.
He's like biting his fingers. I would have had you not taken me
out. Oh, goodness. So great. The show really misses those two.
God. So much.
Really misses. And even like something of the like.
But you know what? Their deaths were beautifully sad and well done. And we needed to lose them. We needed to lose them there.
Absolutely. I would agree.
There's that to Ned.
Oh, what about this one?
God. I like it. Ned Gowan.
In the house, baby. With hey, girl.
Little tongue in the ear.
I won't turn that down.
Do you like it?
I won't turn it down.
Not quite. Does up the bat. Mm-hmm. It laces up.
He's like, sure. Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to take me out of this?
Yep. Would. Sure. Love it. That'd be great. Thanks.
The bride isn't a...
Women of loose morals.
I didn't
Is this really where people shop for dresses?
I didn't take my Viagra today, so...
I think Ned's fine. Shopping for a dress
at a whorehouse. Oh, hey, wow. Okay.
Maybe something might suit you. Get back now. I'll plug your ears for you. Courtesy of a certain lord with whom we are familiar.
Mm-hmm.
His lordship bought it in London for his lady. On his way home, he lost the rest of his money at the tables in Stirling, so when he came by us for his usual visit, he was long on desire, but a wee bit short on clink.
God, this dress was so well done.
Never been worn.
Beautifully designed.
He was waiting for a gentleman to visit before putting it on.
I love how she's holding it like it's a baby.
I never did. No lass should wear another woman's dress on her wedding day.
Well,
mm-hmm.
That'll do nicely.
Cost you a shilling.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. I got shillings. I got shillings for everybody here.
He's like Harry Potter. Yeah. I'll buy the lot. I'll take the lot.
Must you run off straight away? It'll take the girls a few minutes to wrap it up. Protect it for the weather you can. Perhaps we could offer you some entertainment.
Oh, hey, you know.
Here we go.
Oh, take the glasses off.
You know what's so funny about TV? None of these people would have had good teeth.
No. Wouldn't have happened.
Shaved legs, probably? Maybe? I don't know.
I'm not. I'm leaning doubtfully.
As Ned told it to me.
Grinning like a dog with two tails and beaming red the whole time.
Do you not see the strumpet at the wedding?
The strumpet?
I have no idea that all that was
going on. I love how Claire moves her body in this scene.
Oh, she's like a teenage girl.
Yeah. Like in the sense of like, just like you said, people getting to know each other and being flirtatious and sweet. Yay, well done. Yep,
all the booze. Not a big fan of that transition.
Agreed.
On your feet, lass.
Oh, here it is.
We want to get married looking like a melted Connell.
Like a what?
This is great. Everything is white hot in terms of the light.
Do you not remember anything of your own wedding?
As a matter of fact, I do. I did have a monstrous hangover, though.
I remember every moment.
Oh, here we go.
Every second.
I do, too.
This is great.
I'll never forget when I came out of the church and saw you for the
His
first
hair
time.
His hair so cautiously coiffed.
I know.
It was as if I stepped outside on a cloudy day.
Oh, yeah.
And suddenly the sun came out.
Look at that detail work. My gosh.
Yeah, this was a good choice. Having it kind of be grayish and then all of a sudden she loses the dress and loses the coat and everything is nice and bright.
I love how he's like carefully, he's like, I want to smile so much. I don't know what's appropriate.
And all the feathers falling. I remember when we did this episode, it was like parts of herself falling off, falling away.
Mm-hmm.
And she was becoming something new.
Yep.
The layers of her old self were falling.
Marisha's like, hey.
Well, hey, girl. Hey, girl, hey.
And what's that guy in the back looking at? Why is he just staring angrily at her bum?
Well, I don't think he's staring angrily. I think he's staring...
He looked angry.
He's staring intently. With bad intentions.
Oh, goodness. Poor thing.
Your servant, madam.
A bear killed it. Bear killed it.
She's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Who are you again?
I can't marry you. I don't even know your real name.
That's Frieza.
Here we go.
James. Alexander. Malcolm. Mackenzie.
Godzilla.
Frieza.
It's got 18 different names.
Sticks the hand right on out.
Good to meet you. Friend zone.
Hands.
More hands.
Double hand. He's like, all right. Okay, this is what I'm working with.
You're quite finished. Let's go on with it. So, you don't remember any of this?
Not all of it.
She couldn't bloody breathe.
Something's very clear.
I just remember the pain in my breasts.
The amount of time that we spend with her hands just with these rings over this season.
Yep.
How do you know that's going to hold there, honey?
Yeah, like, how do you know like it ain't going to like fall? I love this shot. Everything is black and it's narrowed right on Claire.
Hi. James Alexander. Welcome. Mackenzie.
Godzilla. You know, the thing that I remember from our wedding, my love, is... seeing you for the first time and everything just went silent and it was like tunnel vision, just like that. It was, everything just seemed to go dark. I didn't hear the music, it didn't hear the people, didn't hear anything. I just saw you in your dress walking towards me with your flowers and
my sticks,
your sticks and the touch of auburn in your hair.
None.
No, in all seriousness, I just remember everything.
You have a ring.
Just deaf, like going silent and just seeing you. That's it.
Missy Gossett said they built a special cart for her to sit on because the dress was so heavy.
Wow. Oh, bear. You're dropping everything. You're pulling your earphones out.
I'm like overclipped.
Mary just dropped all of her water everywhere. She continues to drop it.
I'm emotional.
Dougal's all business here. Let's get this done. Okay, good. Blood on blood. Wrap it up. Yeah, sure. Fine. Done. Thank you.
Hear.
Kiss. Get it done.
Thank God.
Smear the Machrai.
I made a mess on the floor.
What so
exactly
much.
Did the words mean?
You are blood of my blood and bone of my bone.
And now I need a band-aid.
I give you my body.
What do you like better? These vows?
Yeah.
Or the vows in Game of Thrones?
Give you my spirit.
I kind of go back and forth between the two.
I mean, I prefer these.
Yeah.
Because isn't the one in Game of Thrones like all these like other gods and everything?
No. Well, they're a part of it. But like the vows that like...
Here we go. Hold up.
Okay.
Tender. Claire's really good with like the chin. See the chin?
Yeah,
she's a chin thruster kisser. And that's why I'm wondering, like, do they tell her like tilt to the right and chin up?
I think they do. They have to because they need certain light in certain areas. Because,
like, I don't kiss like that.
No.
That hurts.
When you kiss me like that.
Like that?
Well.
when you're thrusting your chin into my face. I mean, after all.
Now she's happy again.
Yep.
She's
now
like,
it's.
Was. Thanks for filling in the blanks.
Time to go to Pound Town.
Take off your shirt.
Yes, yep. All right, tell me what to do, lady.
I want to look at you.
Yes.
So do we.
Touché, madam. Touché.
Yep. Look away, honey. Look.
Mm-hmm.
Go to town.
And she just like kind of like just scrapes her hands over his.
This is mine, and that's this mine. Is mine.
Ooh, look at that. And this is so. Ooh, can we get a refund on that one?
No, nope. You don't know where she's looking. Yep, this is mine.
That's mine. Look at this. It's so nice.
That's not how Claire would speak.
It's so nice!
It's very hairless. Like, aside from that little patch right there.
Hey, you're married to a hairless man.
I know.
I'm not fully hairless, but like, I'm basically...
But like, do you even see that much hair on his arms?
I'm basically...
didn't notice this.
I'm basically dolphin.
There we go.
Yes, yeah. Take off yours as well.
Oh, we should be... Take off yours as well.
Monica says, best wedding scene ever, inspection. And the gentle falling. Boom. They so beautifully lit their bums.
Right. All the lighting here is spectacular.
I've never seen a naked woman before.
Not one so close.
Have you ever seen a naked woman before?
Blake. No one that's mine.
Stop.
Oh.
There we go.
There you go.
Yep. Bum. Not like a horse, Jamie. Good job.
Yep.
Well done.
Now you got to enjoy it. So much bum action.
They did such a great job with his back, that prosthetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't see a line that I can see.
I could.
It's not where I'm looking, but. There goes her neck. See?
Yeah, there's
the neck.
That's
when Claire's liking it. Gosh, the music. Bear.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
That's aggressive.
That's the Monte Venus. He's so excited.
Only if the man's a very good lover.
Oh my god, he's like, oh my gosh.
Does it happen ever? I'm a good lover.
You're just so small. I didn't want to hurt you.
There you go.
Claire time one versus Claire time two.
Mm-hmm.
Two different beasts. Look at her. Hold still, honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's some biting. Yep.
All of Claire's fears, like 2 hours ago. Oh, now I'm adulterous.
Yeah.
Big of it.
You know, in for a penny, in for a pound. Might as well.
Hey.
Gotta own it.
She did the inspection. She was like, stuck here.
Yeah.
Guess I'm stuck here. Oh, what a great shot of Jamie.
Yep.
See the neck. They love to show their necks. How stinky do you think that fur blanket is that everybody's made love on? Like all the sweat. Like obviously this is the honeymoon suite.
It ain't just sweat, kid. It ain't just sweat.
So much breathiness. Lynn Henderson says, Frank who?
My heart
Ain't your hack that's going to burst. I'm not mature enough for this episode.
It's a good thing I watch this by myself.
Oh, man.
There we go. Very different look on her face, James.
Yes.
She's not like,
It was good, but...
Oh, the lighting. Anyone else thinking about Twilight? The scene.
When they're in the grass.
With their awkward legs bent.
They're bent the wrong way. Oh, man.
Oh,
there's the cat.
Again. Now she's like, now I really need to pee.
Yeah, gotta pee.
Brush my teeth.
Brush my teeth. Anybody got any scope?
Hold up.
Who's got the scope?
You're out late?
I'm just back from seeing Captain Randall. Shared with him the happy news that you're no longer at his beck and call.
What did he say?
There are likely limits even to your tolerance of foul language.
I don't suppose he means to take any further steps about it.
I shouldn't think so. He's got more important things to worry about than chasing after one stray Sassenach, no matter how pretty. He's got better sense than to rile Columba by kidnapping his nephew's wife.
That's comforting to know.
I commend you.
Ah, this guy's so creepy.
But it needn't stop you from sampling.
Seeing that touching. I just hate. Don't touch me.
Oh. I find you to be the most singular.
Oh.
Jamie's wife.
Yeah, so I could take him.
So awkward.
Evening, mistress.
Hey, evening.
Good evening, Rupert. I would like to thank you for your kindness towards me.
Oh, there you go.
The ring is magnificent.
Oh. Well, you're welcome.
I love him.
And most hearty congratulations to you on your wedding day.
So aww. Joyous.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Young Jamie, I know of much experience, but that one looks well written.
Oh, the smack to the face.
Check the horses. I've already done it. Do it again.
No, I'm just going to go and, like, go watch a movie or something. You won't know.
I'm going to go watch Twilight. Of course he's sleeping. Get yourself together, bro.
Mara says Rupert reminds her of Hagrid.
Oh, absolutely.
A little perverse like, Hagrid.
Yeah, like an R-rated Hagrid.
Yeah. Jamie's now thinking, when do you think they washed this blanket last? Yeah.
Was this us or was this somebody else?
Do people still do like wedding presents?
Yeah.
Like millennials? Do millennials do it?
What do those kids do nowadays?
To my mother. Now they belong to my wife.
My God, he's so proud.
The one issue I have with this episode is that some of these lines feel written.
Few things I have left of her.
You know what I mean?
Very precious to me.
Like what?
It doesn't feel like they belong to my mother. Now they belong to my wife. Like
no, well, I see it as he's a little awkward because he's been thinking about this. Forever.
Right.
Like, not just since he knew he was going to marry Claire, but he knew he was going to one day give his wife
yes.
these pearls and that he was going to say this.
Right.
That, like, they belong to my mother, who Jamie loved, who is gone.
Mm-hmm.
J- Jamie has very little from his family. Like right now, you know what I mean? Like he's on the run. Like he can't even be seen.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he has.
Is this the third round?
Yes. And he's like, okay.
Man, don't you hurt by now?
I mean, he's young.
But you know what? The that's true. The vocabulary here is good because it shows you the evolution of how they've come together. This is more the two of them
slow.
Bonding. Like,
equal.
Yes.
Like nobody's dominant. Whoop. Look at you.
Sorry.
You're pushing all the buttons.
I was getting too excited. But the non-dominance.
Holding hands still. Like the entire time.
Yep.
Until she says, okay, take the lead right here.
Right. But as their relationship is evolving, so is their connection. How, yeah, she wraps the plaid around him. It's the two of them coming together as one with mm-hmm. the plaid around the both of them.
I'll meet you downstairs. But don't get something to eat soon. I'll just take a bite out of you.
I believe you've already done that.
Oh, hey, girl.
Eat again soon.
Don't be long. There's nothing left but crumbs.
Oh, isn't this? Yeah, this is when the ring. Yep, okay.
Denise said he became a pro in one night. He was born with it, Denise. This reminds me of the jingle bell that falls in the Polar Express.
One ring to rule them all.
One ring.
My precious.
My precious. I wonder how many times it took for that ring to fall in the crack like that.
That is a great question.
Right. Was it just like a happenstance? Great way to end this episode.
She was like, what did I do last night? Oh, yeah.
That was like, you know when you had a bad night of drinking and you realize, oh, wait, well, what did I do?
No.
And like you're trying to recall all the things that you did the previous night.
Nope.
Yeah, yeah. I think my body wrote a couple of checks that I can't cash.
Ladies and gents, thank you so much for watching this episode with us. We have missed coming in live. As Blake said, it was just kids and life, but we are hoping that we can continue to do this, especially on Wednesday nights.
Yes.
If you are not on our texting reminder service, I'm going to tell you exactly what you do, because what we do is I send you a text and I'm like, hey, we're going to go live tonight. And then I text again. We're live. Hello. We're here. Just to give you that heads up. So if you would like to join the texting service, you
Service.
Can do that. Oh yeah, you know, that's not my greatest
thing.
Who
are you, Claire?
I don't know what I am.
Want
right
more
now.
Service. Serve some more ass to me, please.
I don't know how to do it right now. Just go to Mary and Blake on Facebook and I will attach oh here we go. You text the number 81010 and in the message you're going to text at outland with an E. So not outlander, because it doesn't have
so
enough
just
room.
Outlander without
so
the
you text the number 81010 and the message is A, like the at symbol, outland with an E at the end,
yeah,
without
just
the R.
No A. Yeah. Outlander with no A.
There you go.
Okay, there you
and
go.
And you will get my text. It's a free service. I do have options for international friends, so Dina Fash, we got you. And for all of our friends tuning in on Facebook Live, thank you so much for joining in this. We had so much fun reading your comments and having you come along with us. I'm going to keep trying to make a point to put your comments up on screen. In future episodes. You guys are amazing. Thank you for tuning into the podcast.
Yes, if you're listening to the podcast, as always, thank you. You guys are what make the you guys stir this drink, if you will, okay?
My drink's all over the floor. It was just water.
Mary got way too excited.
I was like,
she was flustered. All kinds of emotions happening. Because thinking about Jamie touching her in the chest. Get out of here with that.
No, the shoulder.
The shoulder, whatever. It doesn't matter.
And elsewhere.
At any rate, thank you. You guys stir this drink. You make it all. You make it all possible. You make everything that we do possible. And we hope that you continue to listen through the podcast app, and even meet up with us on the Facebook Live while we're doing it.
That's right.
Well, Marvin, I think that's it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm excited.
I think the next episode is going to be the Devil's Mark.
It's actually not going to be next Wednesday night because I have a concert. I have a Halloween concert. So we will let you know. Make sure you're following us on texting on the remind thing because it will not be next Wednesday night.
All right. Maybe it will be Monday.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe it will be Halloween. Maybe we'll travel through time.
Oh.
Maybe we need to hand out candy, but maybe we should do it like after the candy time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll put the kids to bed by
we'll
like
see. We'll be with
8:30.
You.
Well, yeah, we'll figure it out. All right,
they're
guys.
Not going to sleep at 8:30 on Halloween.
We'll figure it.
We'll, yeah, we'll be in touch.
Yeah, we give them all the Benadryl. Well, go to bed.
Well, I'm Mary. Stop it. We will not do that. I'm Mary.
My name is Blake.
And you've been listening to Outlander Cast.